swine. In Matthew 7:6, it says, do not waste what is holy on those that are unholy. Do not throw your pearls to swine, for they will trample them and attack you. How many of you are hoping this is not the verse I'm going to be using for my talk? Get like 5, 6, 7. Okay. I agree with the verse completely. We should not throw our pearls, Jesus, at those who are unholy, people who haven't found who Christ is to them. We should give them. In Luke 8, it says that Jesus had this crowd of people following him, this huge company. But why? Jesus had an infectious personality. He gave these people something that they had never experienced to its fullest extent. Acceptance. Think about this. How many times did Jesus have dinner with his disciples? What do you do when you eat dinner? Well, you obviously eat, but you talk. And I really don't think Jesus was shy about getting into deeper topics. He knew his disciples on a personal level. You guys, God still wants disciples. Except he's looking for more than 12. But if we're going to call ourselves Christians, we need to act like it. The one thing that we constantly hear is that we need to act like Jesus does. Tell me this. Where did Jesus tell Mary Magdalene or the woman in Luke that they were unclean, that they needed to get out of his sight, that they were indecent? I believe that he told the Pharisees, a person who is forgiven little shows little love. And then he forgave Mary for her sins. And the woman in Luke, she was healed. And Jesus called her daughter. In Matthew 13:53-58, it says that Jesus was the one being thrown out of churches because of who his family was and because of the people he hung out with. So not only did the church not benefit, but the whole town didn't, because Jesus didn't do that many miracles because of their unbelief. Look at it this way. Let's just say a woman walks into church, and you can obviously tell that she's kind of living a promiscuous kind of lifestyle, if you will. Shouldn't the point be that at least she came? At least she is in the building. And through our love, no, through God working through us, we can hope to change her for the better. Give her our pearls. But it starts with us. It doesn't start with the generation after us or the generation before us. It starts with us now. Until we realize that we need God, and all we're doing is showing a superficial version of love that is a joke in comparison to what God can show other people through us, we've done nothing. Now, we can do something with what I'm saying, or we can walk out of this building and do nothing and live our lives. But until we realize that that hole, that pit that we have can't be filled with material, meaningless crap, we're not going to get anything accomplished. We can have a craving for chocolate or hamburgers, but we can't even have a craving for Jesus Christ. If we're not going to do anything, then we're going to be stuck in our religious pit and every Sabbath go through the motions. We have done nothing and we have achieved nothing. The only thing that we have done is fueled the stereotype that we are a bunch of actionless people who every Sabbath go through the motions. The only thing we have achieved is showing people that we just stand here and do nothing when this could be powerful. It starts with us wanting and needing Jesus Christ and never looking back. Now I can stand up here and I can tell you what needs to happen and I can tell you that we need to do this and that you should do this. But when this spiritual high wears off and the real world sets in and your bad family life comes back and your loneliness and the constant worry maybe of whether or not you can afford to come here, when you are at your lowest of lows is when Jesus could be standing next to you, crying out in your ear, hoping you hear a whisper. He has never left you. We need him in our lives. We need to want him. We have to need him. We have to share the one thing that can make us feel like nothing else can. The one who has been there for us when no one else was. The one who has been there for us when we never even knew it. We have to give our pearls, guys. They're free.